Afternoon, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Garth Edwards. This goes to Dr. Hiltz. On 5/26/22, Mr. Edwards performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/21, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph, the air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Falk. This goes to Dr. Benjamin Black. On 5/26/22, Mr. Falk performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 1/18/22, there's been a mild improvement period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing mild improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Barbara Tidwell. This goes to Dr. Christopher Sepich. On 5/26/22, Mrs. Tidwell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a six-minute walk test on Alan Stoefels, S-T-O-E-F-F-E-L-S. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 5/26/22, Mr. Stoefels performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. After walking 416 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 96% period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Klestinic, that's K-L-E-S-T-I-N-E-C. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 5/26/22, Mr. Klestinic performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a mild impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was greater than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, the patient's airways obstruction reversed, and the patient is still left with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/21/18, there's been improvement period to paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing improvement period. Thank you.